Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that we either have the Son and have light, or we have not the Son and have not light. Well, let's continue with that thought. He says, nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Now, what does it mean, blood on my hands? Well, as that man is cast into the eternal lake of fire from the white throne, one sees that person that should have witnessed, maybe feared to witness to him. And they'll have the shame and loss of reward. Instead of a reward placed in their hand, a crown in their hand, the blood of that man is in their hands. He's cast to the eternal lake of fire. No, the Christian doesn't go to the lake of fire. But it's not till after the great white throne judgment that we see in Revelation 21 that God wipes away all tears from their eyes. Oh, the loss of reward. God so loved the world, he has entrusted to us this great witness. Ezekiel 33:11 says, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil. For why will ye die? Now my question is, are we so cold? We don't care if they die and go to that eternal lake of fire where they never cease to exist, where they're tormented day and night forever and ever. Do we have that coldness about us? Because we're afraid we won't get a promotion if we witness, even in off hours? Oh, my goodness, how ashamed at his appearing. So we have the witness, but the second W here that we see in this passage is the will of God. Again, we saw the way to begin at verses 11 through 13. Now in verse 14 through 15, we're seeing some other things here. We're seeing the witness and now the will of God. This is why he sent the Son, to be the Savior of the world. And that's what it says there at the last part of verse 14. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. This is the will of the Father. Now, I like the way Dr. Henry Morris states it in his commentary. God says the Savior, not a Savior. And we'll see that when we get to 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, where it says, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. That's short, but straight to the point, stated clearly. You have him, you've got life. You don't have him, you don't have life. That's why we read in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That's why in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, we read, there's salvation in none other name. There's none other name given among men under heaven whereby you must be saved, he says. Now, if you cannot see his will in these verses, understanding of how much God loved, then think of it in these verses. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's God's will. What is God not willing? He's not willing that any go to hell. He doesn't want them going to hell. He wants them come to repentance. So we know the will of God is to witness, because he doesn't want people going to hell. In Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23, it says this, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works?" You see, all those things are talking about works, works salvation. They think they earned it. And so verse 23 says, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." See, they thought their works would make them acceptable to heaven, instead of realizing they're sinners that could not save themselves, and they need to repent and believe the gospel. That's how I'm going to heaven. That's how any of us are going to heaven, is through repentance and faith in Christ Jesus and him alone. I'm going to be accepted in Christ, in the Beloved, in his righteousness, not the righteousness of myself, not by a long shot. But it is the will of God to save all who will come to him. In 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Now, these many verses I'm sharing here with you tells us that God wants all men to be saved. And it shows that he gives them a choice. That means they have a free will. So if we reject those who have treacherously taught and belittled that only certain people are elected to be saved, which is, by the way, one of Satan's favorite doctrines. I believe that one of Satan's favorite doctrines that he has been able to implant in many churches and denominations is that some people are elected to go to heaven and others are elected to go to hell. Even though I've shared with you many verses that says he's not willing that any should perish, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever will, let him call upon the name of the Lord. Well, I mean, he's just that. You see, that's one of Satan's favorite doctrines by which he has infected many so-called Christian colleges and churches. And if you have a church that believes that, some people are preordained, foreordained, elected to go to hell, and others are elected to go to heaven, and the ones elected to go to heaven, they're regenerated before they even have faith. They have it even before faith. Well, that is what is called Calvinism. They are not fundamentalists, or should I say, a biblicist. That their faith, their doctrine is built on the Bible. Those are people that usually have to get you to read somebody else's book instead of the book, the Bible. And so, when you have that kind of a cult, be it a contemporary, the blended music crowd, the emerging church crowd, or this Calvinist, and they don't get salvation right, it's wrong. It's wrong. Now, let me tell you something. All of those groups I just mentioned, they have some good things they say and some good things they preach. Many times, it's not what they don't preach. That's what it is. Other times, it's what they leave out. He said he wants all to be saved. If that's the case, then he wants us all to be witnesses. John 3:16, "For whosoever believeth in him," Jesus was sent of the Father on a divine mission. God does not love the world system. We saw that in 1 John 2:15 through 17. But he does love the people of the world. Therefore, he said, whosoever. And God doesn't lie. He died for all men. His blood is the propitiation. The word propitiation means the entire payment for sin. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, when you read there, it's a very interesting passage because there he tells us that he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, if Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, I mean, you could say ours only, and you would think the elect. But he says he died for the sins of the whole world. Now, if he said the whole world, he means the whole world. And Christ died for the sins of the whole world. My friend, he died for your sin and for mine. Now, God in his love came to die for your sin in the person of Jesus Christ. Man is doomed for hell. And by the way, hell is a literal place. You see, when we were made in God's image, we were made in his image as a spirit, and his spirit lives forever. Our spirit will live forever, either in heaven or in hell. In hell, it's not called eternal life, it's eternal damnation. The spirit will exist within a body that God has prepared for that person that's just for hell, that will never cease to exist, that will be tormented day and night, that will feel the pains that he felt in life, and it'll be even like the rich man in hell that we read of in the book of Luke. Let Lazarus come and put his finger in water and touch my tongue. Well, the rich man's earthly body wasn't in hell, but there was a spiritual body that he was in that had those same desires. Because we're made in the image of God, and so that spirit is tormented. And yet hell was not created for men. It was created for the devil and his angels. Men go there because they reject Jesus Christ. So a man is doomed for hell without a Savior, and there is only one who can be your personal Savior. He died on a cross for you and for me. As a matter of fact, I believe if you had been, or if I had been, the only person to have ever sinned in all of history, Jesus in his great love would have still died for us because his love is very personal for each of us. He was God, who is a spirit, and he came in the flesh 2,000 years ago, born of a virgin, so he would not inherit the sin nature that you and I have inherited, for the purpose that he might be a perfect sacrifice to die and to pay the penalty for our sins, and then the 3 days later raise up bodily from the dead to guarantee us a body for our spirit. Now, I don't know what it is about that, but there were spirits under the altar that had been saved in Revelation chapter 6, and they were saying, "Oh Lord, how long? How long?" They weren't clothed with that eternal body. I don't know what it's like, but it must be something that even the spirits in heaven that were saved, that have gone to be with the Lord, want that body now.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.